Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is Munkin' Fun Day. It's the second day of July. My goodness, I'm telling you, I'm watching the summer. It's just going to go by, and I'm not even going to get to go nowhere. I can feel it already. It's the second day of August. I mean, July. What am I trying to kill myself here? 2018, and it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. You are okay. This is live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just a really nice day, man. Not too hot, but it's going to heat up here in the next couple of days, which suits me right down to the ground. I've never bitched about the heat. You'll hear me complain about the snow maybe once. I'm speaking of snow. See what we're going to get into here. 19 ICE investigators call for agency to be disbanded in a letter amid abolish ICE protests. Man, they've had it with... We're going to talk about this when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
19 ICE investigators call for agency to be disbanded and littered amid abolish ICE protests. And they want this goddamn agency removed. You know, we're not supposed to actually have, you know, this is something they came up with recently. ICE is. We had Border Patrol. And beyond that, actually, there, you know, it's just another agency that can't exist that there was no authorization for. But let's look at the FBI, the CIA. ATF, they got such a thing. You got to go to the ATF, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, you know, kind of thing. All of these illegal.
Homeland Security.
There you go. Homeland Security. Now, these are illegal agencies that are inflicting tyranny, that are violating our people, the American nationals' guaranteed rights every day. And, man, I'll tell you, there's just nobody just, you know, what? Here it is. Where did I get it? Don't matter a bit. But among this 25% of acquiescers and the representation, you know, our representation, this government's supposed to be for the American people, the American nationals. But who do they represent? Who gets, these people here, this ICE agency, it's an illegal agency. I mean, it was never authorized by the people. And the fact is, if you wanted to get rid of the illegals in this country, we'd just say, we're enforcing the law. Border patrol's in place. The people come out. The local militias just go round them all up and take them down there and dump them. because that's the due process they got coming from us. But the bottom line here is you know, here again, you know, with this representation, we're getting the taxation for goddamn sure, but this representation, that must be for people from other countries. You see, if we, you know, when Homeland Security got, or what's it, National, God, dang, I can't think of it, the ones that spy, there's so many. There are so many. But the ones that take our phone calls, National Security Agency, NSA, you know, recording all our phone calls. You know, when they were busted, you know, you remember they were going to defund them. Remember the Rand Paul coming up that we can't fund them. That one, we can't fund this because, you know, this is illegal. They're spying on them. And. It didn't happen. But these people that aren't from our country, they come in here and in violation of our law, in violation of our sovereignty. Let's get real. This is an invasion. But they come in here and they kept, you know, they separated them poor children from their goddamn fat ass mothers. And all of a sudden, we're going to do, we can remove an agency. Hell, you can't fire the dog catcher. It can't be done. They'll tell you can't fire a government employee. Hell, we can get rid of a whole agency if we're from another country because we got power. We got pull in your country. Think about what that's, I mean, this is the message they're trying to throw out there to us. What they're telling us right now, I mean, with their little bullshit production that we're watching every day, is that they ain't not what we've told you all along. There ain't none of them going nowhere. And even now Trump, I mean, they're trying to shift this thing because they're getting ready to do this amnesty, that lying bastard. But they're trying to shift this around. We don't want that crime. We don't want the crime. Oh, yeah, all the rest of it. You know, pour them in here. They can take our freaking jobs. That's why you people went out and voted for that charlatan. Was because you didn't want that crime. I mean, you didn't want that crime. You didn't want them to come in here. I mean, he sold it to you. They're coming in and taking your goddamn jobs. They're taking your livelihood. They're running. Your people are living on the streets while you're providing housing for them. That's what he ran on. But then you get to see that we're at that point. I mean, the big lie is going to, I mean, he's got, they got to shit or get off the pot. And they're fixing to shit. Go ahead.
Who was it that said, is life so precious that it is to be purchased with the chains of slavery and the shackles of tyranny?
Man, I think it might have been Patrick Henry. I know
Henry,
the saying.
Yeah, that's not verbatim, but that's damn close. And this is what, this has been so incremental over the past couple hundred years that if you wanted to free people and you told them what was entailed in freedom, they would be looking for a rope and a tree to hang you because they are so comfortable with their slavery that true freedom frightens them, and they will get you before the government because that is, unfortunately, the vast majority of our countrymen are that brainwashed.
I disagree. I disagree, Mike. No. See, if you looked at what they put on the idiot box and what they throw out there, what they allow, see, they're not allowing what we're doing here today. You know, few people are hearing this. You know how hard it is to find this out on the internet now? You see, that's how they create that illusion, that and their phony opinion polls where they take opinions from themselves as that small minority that is consenting to this shit for all of us. You know, when you see it, well, they're not going to talk about what you and I are doing here or what people like us are doing across this country about what the average real fella out there. The only, your opinion polls, all that shit comes from the voting public. These are voters. I mean, you think about this. If there's a petition in your town, now you don't like the way things are going on. You hate it for shit. But you know, you can't sign a petition unless you're registered to vote with the state. You have to be a registered voter to sign a petition? Really? I guess that is a conditional right, the right of to petition in the first article, huh? No, it isn't. This whole thing, what you're talking about, Mike, I mean, you're right in your concept of how some people think that they would rather, you know, what it's come down to is, you know, even in the basic world, you know, just back to the just bare survival, you're going to start doing things that work. And things that work for your survival, and everybody would just love to sit on their ass while somebody else does their work. That's what, that is the forte of the human species. This is the rot at the top. These are the people who want to sit back. The most worthless people. They don't hit a lick. They don't produce anything, but they want to sit back and just have the wealth pile up and be theirs and somebody else do it. And that is the that is what has gotten our people in this country, the people you're talking about, the people who would say, oh, man, I mean, yeah, when you talk about the Tories, we talk about them here, these three percenters, these oath keepers. Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. They would turn their guns on you in a minute, but they are not the majority in this country by no stretch of the imagination. They are the PETA minority. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1. You just aren't going to hear the voices or see the people that are like us. For the same reason, not many people get to hear this and see this because it's being, I mean, they're spending thousands and thousands of dollars. They got man hours. They got people working to keep anybody from hearing what I'm saying to you today. And that's where the problem lies. It is our country, people, and that's what we're back around here talking about. You know, we're going to disband ICE, a big agency created by the executive branch of government. Why? Because these foreigners don't fucking like it. And all they have to do is have these foreigners. And all you're going to see on TV, man, it's like these protesters, you know, out there protesting against ICE and all this shit across. That's all you're going to see. You're not going to see, I mean, they'll talk about thousands of these protesters. There's thousands. Well, there's millions of us that want to kill you, protesters. And you know that as well as I know it. They know it. What they're doing is putting a propaganda. I mean, this is all it is now. There is no news to it, people. There's no journalism to it. This is blatant, in-your-face propaganda. They put it out there. I mean, even in 1984, the propaganda playing on the walls, the people knew better. But that's what's put out there. That's how it's going to be. And if they get you to accept that, I guess they got what they wanted. But if you're, I mean, they would like to take it to the point to where you're standing out there, high noon, not a cloud in the sky, and it's dark. Yes, it's dark. How many fingers do you see as they're holding up three? Yes, five. It's programming. And these people who have, like you say, that have fallen into this, this is just, I mean, they, like I say before, you know, they have this a couple hours a day where they can sit and just feel like, oh, I'm a free, this is my time, and I can sit here and watch this television and drink a beer, and I can just sit, but, and this is their security. They understand it. They're just goddamn, they're institutionalized into it. It's like when you go about, you know, going after the guy, this international army that we provide to the United Nations. When you, our heroes, man, you talk about something institutionalized into the people. These guys are not out there protecting your Bill of Rights and your Constitution. These are the people that help get rid of it. These are the people that back the apparatus that has removed your Bill of Rights. And that is a fact. Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act. Say it on paper, okay? And you hold that up to people and say, this is what this military that you worship is about. This is what it enforces. It enforces for this international apparatus. They're not our heroes. In fact, they, by definition, they are traitors and they are enemies to our people. When they raise that hand and they swear to protect and serve the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, it don't mean shit. They would have to turn around and shoot the son of a bitch that just gave them the oath if they meant it. Unless they're blind. Maybe they're on that curve. I don't know. There's a hell of a curve out there somewhere. I can't find it. It all looks like straight road to me into over the horizon. But everybody keeps talking about these curves. I don't see them. I don't think there's no curves. I think there's a small percentage, like Mike was talking about, that they're going to acquiesce. They like communism. I mean, just the communist element. They're probably about 6% of the population, but 6% of 340 million people is a lot of people. And so they can make it look like a big thing until the very big thing that is 75% of the population comes over and just steps on it. It'll look big. You get a million people together anywhere. Oh, man, alive. That's a million freaking people. Ain't very much when you turn around and there's 10 million standing on the other side. But they're not going to show you. They're not going to show you but one side of it and try to pretend there's two sides over there fighting against each other. Two ends fighting against the middle. Bullshit. It's like this immigration thing here. I mean, they're playing these games out right in front. This is production. They told you they were going to do this. They removed the laws that said they couldn't. And it's been nothing but a production since. And the whole idea here is for everybody to say, when fine, I mean, they keep talking. This is the one I keep, I mean, I listen for this shit. The one they keep throwing in there, is when you have a negotiation, both sides have to get something. Those motherfuckers came over our border with zero right. They are an invasion force. They get a bullet. That's what they get. But they're talking, you know, they have people representing them here, you know, from these states. They get a fucking bullet. They don't represent foreigners. They represent us, or they're in a state of insurrection. And that should be our stance. But this is, see, what they want to do, it's always the, you know, we need to have a conversation about it. No, we don't. That's what they try to, you watch how they're doing this stuff when they put out, you know, like this thing I'm telling about, well, both sides have to get something in, and there is no negotiating here. We said, no, get them the fuck out. That ain't, you're not negotiating with, you work for me. When you guys work for, you had a, you know, you work for somebody, and that was your boss. I mean, I never took shit from nobody. I mean, if somebody, you know, get crossways with me, you know, trying to punk me or treat me like a, something less than him. But my boss, he said, do that. Hell yes, I'm going to not only do it, I'm going to do a goddamn good job of it. I'm working for you. You're paying me to work for you. You're the boss. I'm the employee. But then you turn around here, and these son of a bitches, you say, you point over there and you say, I'm your boss. I told you, now get all these son of bitches out of this goddamn country now. And then, well, we're going to negotiate over here amongst ourselves, and both sides have to have something. There's a bunch over here representing these people that have no God. I'm telling you, you look on the other side there, you see those goddamn invaders. They're telling you something. You look over here and you see me, your boss, telling you something. I'll tell you what, we will take this into our, we'll go and do our own work. We'll go over there and we'll hang your fucking treasonous ass, and those goddamn outsiders will go. They'll be shot out of this country. And this is, I mean, how could you have any of that? But then they tried to throw in there, you know, this shit when you're looking at something logically like that. Oh, these little children. Fuck them. They're not my children. You know, they can take an attitude. Just think about this. They can take an attitude like with Nazi Germany. Okay, and the Jews put out this 6 million people killed propaganda bullshit for all these years, right? And it's all right for you to have a hold of animosity to those German children for being born German. I mean, you can dislike anybody that the Jews tell you to dislike. I dislike these son of a bitches, guys. Those kids down there, I dislike them. They're here to take what belongs to my children. And it belongs to my children outright. And they're not, nothing I can do about it. I mean, well, what the hell was I talking to somebody the other day? The girl works down store. And she was talking about people coming in, you know, because they get hurried times, and sometimes there's only one of them there. And they get hurried times, and people will try to distract them and steal shit. And she's telling me the story about a kid that did it, right? And she said, and I just have to let them walk out because they're kids. And, you know, that's right. You better don't want to touch nobody's kid, but that parent should be brought and be made responsible for what that child did. It's their charge. The kid's operating under their rights. And you don't see that. See, they've created this whole goddamn illusion when this is a part of removing the Bill of Rights, removing our common knowledge of what we can and cannot do amongst one another. And then turning it over and using pieces of it for that crowd over there that has, they have no right to ask my representative to do anything for them. It is treason for my representative to turn around and talk about doing something for them and against me. I'm the goddamn boss. And like I said, those children down there, screw them. They're not my kids, you know, they're not my responsibility. You know, if they were over there in their country, you know, this is it, people. It comes to the point of what it is. They have a shithole there where they live. I mean, it's a shithole, but I mean, they're not doing bad because, I mean, these aren't people coming up because they're hungry. These are people coming up with fat, you know, fat ass bitches in their bass lure pants and their fucking freaking stretch shirts and shit and their kids. They're bringing them up here because they want what I got. They obviously have it in their own country. They have food. They have clothing. But up here, you see, where they'd have to work, you know, down there for the goddamn slave masters in their own country under those terms, you come up here and I'll work for it and I'll just give it to you. Do you see what I'm saying here? They're not coming here for a better life. They're coming here for a better, better life. They're coming here so they can, I mean, have even more than they got. Like I said, you look at them, tell me any of them looks hungry, because they don't. They're not dirty. They got brand new clothes on. They had the money to pay thousands of dollars. I couldn't go across this country. Where would I get the money? You talk about a country where there's people don't have no goddamn money, But down here, here are these Hondurans. Hey, they got $10,000 to pay to ship the kids up here. Once they get the kids rooted, well, the parents got to be with the kids, and we just took your fucking country. And of course, when, you know, they're playing, this is a game. All this is designed, what this is designed around is so Trumpy can sign a piece of legislation, give an amnesty after the son of a bitch swore he wouldn't and get away with it. See, it's going to be this, oh man, boy, we got to compromise because these communists are coming out in places like Portland, Oregon, and across this country in the thousands. And they're saying they want an end to that ICE. Fuck you. I want an end to the ATF. I want an end to DHS. And you know what? While I'm getting that, I'm going to snuff you fucking communists out. You are going to be removed from the equation. You are a pita number. And they want to send outside communists in here? Well, plant them like corn. I thought about it the other day. Let them just come in and see about 40 fucking acres of nothing but spike goddamn Chinese. Maybe they'll get the idea that we ain't going to put up with this shit. As far as this goddamn pissing and moaning about these little brats down on the border, get them the fuck out of here. They're not invited. Take them back across that border in Mexico. When they cross that Mexican border, see, down in Mexico, it's supposed to be safe because that's good democracy. That's modern democracy. And a lot of them stayed down there. They applied for asylum down there. So that tells me that on the other side of that border, when that son of a bitch was coming up through there in their brand new stretch pants, the fat ass bitch, she wasn't in no kind of danger. Why is she coming here? We all know the answer to that. It's called the free Walmart. On the Americans, just taking what is ours. I mean, man, for us people that are so fucking greedy and so engrossed with the idea of living for mammon, man, if they could just see the economical side of it, but they don't. Because the people backing it, they only got a small proportion of people that are acquiescing for this shit. That small proportion of people are the ones that are still left with their government jobs and their middle class jobs or whatever they think is middle class. And you know, they got it. So, you know, everything's going to be working out. They're not hungry like the people that came to this country originally. The people were hungry. They went across this goddamn country and they devoured it. They devoured because there was a way to make the wealth for themselves. They love that mammon. But then you look at this right here. I mean, if the average person there, you just sit down there with one of these middle classers. And you tell them, hey, man, they're carting your goddamn country off. Hey, man, I got a good job. I got, you know, I got a 3-week paid vacation. I got a goddamn, I'm on salary. I'm making good money. I just don't care. And see, these are the only people you're going to hear of, are going to hear about or hear from. The 75% out there like us and me that are sitting here going, you dirty sons of bitches. I'm sitting here in fucking poverty. I know. I understand who I am. I understand what is mine. I understand what you are doing, you dirty thieving son of a bitch. See, what it was is why when they started this theft, it was through, there was a big pacification, you know, two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot. There was a pacification across the board. They had to pacify a whole lot of people when they first started the stealing. But as they stole, they gained more power, and then they took more power, and they gained more power, and they took more power as they stole more and stole more, and that had to come from somewheres. And so finally it started eating up at the base of the people that they were pacifying. Now you just got a small group that are being pacified, but they are selling our asses out, people. There's no two ways about it. These people who are going out and voting in these goddammable illegal fucking elections are selling us out. They are selling us out and they're selling us out cheap. Because, I mean, what they're calling upper middle class $59,000 to $87,000 or $85,000 ain't shit. To what if they just, if they had to return just this year, what they stolen, if we could all take 10 years off. Right now, I guarantee you, it'd be a tide of money. It would be a tidal wave of money coming at you, that mammon you love so much. But see, that's where they've got us, playing us against each other. It's what's easy and what's hard, you know. It's just, like I said, the ultimate, and it's in all, I mean, I see it all over the fucking place. I mean, I have been institutionalized into having to work. I mean, I cannot sit still. If I try to sit still and watch a movie, I make a movie, but then I got to get up and I got to do something. That's how we were institutionalized. That's how they institutionalized us when we were young. I mean, I was taught like you were taught. Man, I was at the ripe old age of 12 years old when my mother first told me, the world does not owe you a living. I wanted a motorcycle, and I told my mom, I want a motorcycle. Mom, I want a motorcycle. The world does not owe you a living. You want a motorcycle? You go get a job, make the money, and buy you a motorcycle. And I did. And this, I mean, this whole thing of you know, the paycheck at the end of the week, you know, in my dad's time, they still had, you know, you went to work at a place and you could retire from there with a retirement on top of the Social Security. It was, you know, it was everybody, you know, you deadbeat, you got to go work, you know. You want a living, you want to have stuff, you go work for it. Not that, see, that was an institutionalizing into a lie in itself, because this fucking country belongs to me. It belonged to me then. The richest, I guess, you know, you could look at it like this. If they, actually, the riches of this country were turned over to the people who own it, the American nationals, man, it would have to be some kind of work ethic in you, because you wouldn't have to do a goddamn thing. That's how rich you are. But you see, and people look at that, I mean, that's why they, you know, did that brainwashing when I was young and you were young and generations before that. To get it in your head, it's just like some kind of pride thing that you have to go work. I mean, myself, if I had, you know, all my wants and things, I still couldn't sit down. I would have to do something. I'd have to build. I love to build shit. I'd have to build something. I might build music. I might build a goddamn boat. I mean, it's hard to tell. When something jumps in my mind, it drives me insane until I build it. But it's this assumption. See, that's what the aristocrats in the beginning, we are going to have to take all this wealth and set on our sorry asses, and we'll control the wealth and set on our sorry asses and not produce a goddamn thing. We have to, I mean, it's the same argument they gave for the Indians. These people are just, they're too backward. They're too dumb to handle all their wealth. Somebody's got to step up and save them from themselves. And to take that wealth away from them. And these same people, I mean, these are the people you hear preaching it to. And these are the people that sit on their goddamn asses and do nothing. They create nothing. They produce nothing. And they sit there and, well, I guess your job is to have everything and to do nothing, to make sure that I do something to have a little so that I'll have the right ethics. Is this the fucking theory? And then you played that card to the goddamn point to where you got people starved down. And people are saying, you know, fuck this shit. What's going on here? Well, we're going to, well, right now, you step aside. We're replacing you with, we brought in another population of people, slave labor here. We just push you right back. We got some real work ethic going here with slaves. But now at the bottom of the hour, we'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Taking freedoms away. So send
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And that was Stand and Fight by Ron Hathaway. I hadn't listened to that in quite a while. I mean, I only like to listen to it once, and I forgot what it was about. The Constitution's calling me. I can see this guy sitting there with a little dreamy look in his eyes as he's writing this thing. And he never read the Constitution. And if the Constitution was talking to him, I know what it'd be saying. You're a damn fool. You don't know the difference between a construct of government and a declaration of people's rights. Because until we separate, I mean... It took a long time, actually, to get people to even start saying the word Constitution, but we got to break that. That Constitution, I mean, it's bullshit. It was written by aristocrats for aristocrats, those people sitting on their asses I was telling you about just a while ago. It was written for them. The Bill of Rights is the people's law, and the Constitution is breached. I mean, somebody come argue this with me. You breach a contract to the extent that that contract has been breached. It don't exist no more. It ain't a contract. It's not, it isn't binding to both sides. That's the definition of a contract. It is gone. The power has reverted back to the people, not the states, because the states' contracts are in the same condition. They have allowed the same shit. They're even sitting out here acting like they don't have to, that's the federal, second amendment. They call it Second Amendment. Your second article, right? That's the Second Amendment to that federal thing, and we don't have to obey that in the states. Well, the 10th article says, yes, by God, you do. And it was ratified by all the states that made it the law of this land. And still we're seeing them, they're going, well, asset forfeiture, it's gun grabbing, these confiscations that now, you know, they're talking about right here in Oregon, comes confiscate your gun. Really, you son of a bitch, because that second article and that 9th article and 10th article ain't binding to you, huh? Well, maybe this gun will be. At any rate, the Constitution's time. I mean, these people, and you know, that guy got to make money. That's what pisses me off. He got to make money saying that. And he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about, no more than these states' rights people do. We were talking about the ICE investigators call for, and this is some of the own, I mean, this bullshit, this production that they're putting in front of us. The agent's letter, first reported by the Texas Observer, expressed concern that President Trump's crackdown, bullshit, production. Like I said, right now, the emphasis right now, what they're trying to push, and like I was telling Mike, this ain't going to go out to everybody. Only you people get a listen that know where we're at. But what's going out here is that there's got to be a compromise. Go ahead. Charlie?
Yeah, earlier in the program you said taxation without representation, and where is that in the Bill of Rights? You said, you know, we got plenty of taxation.
Oh, it's not. It's not in the Bill of Rights. That's what they claimed that first war was about, Charlie. When we rose up against the British, and it was about a whole lot more than that. It was, see, and that's how it come out in history. You know, that, well, why did you go to war back in 1776? Well, back in 1776, we went to war over taxation without representation. Well, no, we didn't. Actually, we went to war back in 1775 when the goddamn British came to take our firearms away from us. You see how history gets, I mean, what we've been taught? There's no celebration of the shot heard around the world when the people, and that's why. They would like that to erase, just like the statutes they take down and everything. They would like to erase that from our history. Because somebody might ask, well, what were they doing out there that day? Some young person might go, they probably don't even know what the revolution was. I mean, but if you, theoretically, if you asked them, you know, what was the revolution about? If they went to the indoctrination centers that I went to as a child, they would say, taxation without representation. And if you tried to get them to explain that, they would fall all over themselves. They don't have a fucking clue because all they've been taught to do is repeat slogans and buzzwords. Taxation without representation. Well, if that's what you'd fight a war about, my point here was the people are being taxed. You're having your wealth taken from you and given to people from another country coming in to take everything you have. You're paying for your own destruction. And those people that are supposed to be your representatives in that, under that Constitution, well, they're over there aiding and abetting those people. They are representing their interests, not your interests. It is not in your interest to have other people come from other countries to take a portion of what belongs to you. I guess this is the point I was trying to make there, Charlie. Anyways, HSI is supposed to be out there making these major cases, these big cartels that are smuggling guns, drugs, money. And see, this is what they're trying to push this into. See, Trump's sitting there and he's going to try and pretend, I mean, before it's over, well, I ran last time on stopping this crime coming over our border. Because, see, they try to play off words like that because you could say, well, you know, the crime coming over the border, does that mean you're, when you're pumping, the, you sit there and go, I wonder if he means when they're, you know, pumping the thousands of so-called immigrants and the so-called refugees over our border to take our jobs. Is that the crime he's talking about? And he'll go on to, well, no, this is actually about guns, drugs, money. Guns and drugs and money, mafia shit, you know. This is what I came on here to stop. I had no intent, but all these fine people here just wanting a better life, you don't expect me to make them go, do you? Just because they're eating out your substance and taking the shit belongs to you. You can't be expecting that from the Donald now. He's going to stop that crime. Wait a minute. Wasn't that what Obama said for 8 frickin' years? Every once in a while, you'd come. People have the memory of his head of cabbage, evidently, because they would come out about every month or so, every 3 months. Sometimes it'd be 3 or 4 months, and they come out and they show some arrests. And Obama's, hey, they're pouring over your border. But hey, don't worry about it. Obama's getting the bad guys. We see that's why you had to let all these other ones pour in because you had to emphasize on the bad guys because we just don't have the resources in this richest country on planet Earth to defend our borders from invaders, you see. We just got a few dollars here, and man, we're going to go after them bad guys because we care about you. And you know why they're going after them bad guys who have no effect in my life and most people's lives, unless you're part of the, you know, the gun and drug trade or whatever in the hell. Yeah, in the average guy's life, these guys have nothing in your life. Somebody fucks with you, you shoot them. But you know, but this is their big deal to protect you. This is that security they're offering while you lose your job, and then lose your bank account, and then lose your house, and then lose everything because, well, they're not taking, these other ones are pouring over the border and they're eating out your substance. They're taking your job. They're displacing you. They're replacing you. This is the game they're playing. And this is what Trump coming up there and, man, just emphasis on the bad guys. I fuck them all. They're all bad guys, Trumpy. Those kids sitting down there in that goddamn detention center are bad guys to me. These are the guys I hired your ass to get rid of. Now, what's up here, buddy? Oh, well, we have a big deal. The whole country's up. No, they're not. Everybody I talk to says, fuck them. Get them out of here. What the hell do they think they're doing? This is, well, you obviously aren't watching CNN and Fox. Well, no, I ain't. And that's only for about, what, 7 to 10% of the population? And this is the reality you're going to try and sell me? I'll tell you what, your numbers have gotten so few, and people have been so awoken. This looks ridiculous on its face. How about that? Everybody knows what you're doing, and I'm telling you, they understand this. That's why you're going to see that push to come after the guns. State by state, they're going to do the shit like we're watching this happen right now. And then, and all the constitutional circles, everybody's going to protect that constitution, don't you know? And the Constitution sheriffs, and they're going to come out, and we ain't forcing it. The commissioners, we ain't going to enforce this in our counties. It's just clearly unconstitutional, and we're not going to have any part of it. And then you will see the state confiscation teams come in, and then you'll see that sheriff set back, and, well, I ain't going to interfere, but I ain't going to go along with, because it's unconstitutional, and your house is fucking burning down. He'll be out there telling me that's unconstitutional. Well, I guess we understand the score now, don't we? I guess that son of a bitch over there, he's the guy you hired. You know that guy you hired to enforce your rights? To enforce your rights? At least he ain't the one that's burning your house down. He's just back there watching it happen. And you're paying him to watch it happen. Like you're paying to have these goddamn immigrants, these foreign invaders brought into your goddamn communities, planes, trains, and automobiles, to flood your country with the people who have no problem killing Americans. See, when they first started this little project, you got to believe it was a tough nut to crack. Americans loved Americans, man. We loved our people. We loved our country. We'd go clear across the goddamn ocean to blow the hell out of somebody on the notion that they were a threat to our people and our country. And then, you know, you're sitting here and you say, how in the hell do you crack that nut? Well, you're going to have to stupefy them. That's the only goddamn chance you got, and flood them with foreigners. So you start to, multiculturalism. What a wonderful idea. All these cultures mingling, a rainbow above our heads, and everybody singing kumbaya and embracing one another. You're just starved to death because this country cannot hold 7 billion people. This is a badass big country. But you bring 7 billion in here, man, in this one place, they'll suck it dry and shit just a little bit of time. And then we'll be sitting in this hellhole looking for someplace else to run to, huh? Those people down in Honduras, those people in El Salvador, those people in Guatemala, those people in Mexico have resources just like we have them. Only they've accepted because they are a weaker species. They have accepted servitude. They have accepted being peons and coolies and peasants, you see. And so they're living there under their overlords who they will not dare rise up against because they're cowardly. They will not face the bully that has bullied them all of their lives, taken what belongs to all of them just for a few and enslaved the rest. They tolerate it. Then people will tolerate shit to that level. Now they're looking up here at us. Like when this whole thing started, man, we wouldn't tolerate much back in them days. We were stupefied. We still believed that this goddamn government was our government. We believed in that constitution. And God Almighty, when I get old enough, I want to go overseas and kill somebody for my country. But then it just, you know, you can't steal all the shit. Like these people are, you know, going stealing so fast. And they want it all. They want the lint out of your frickin' pockets. And so it starts happening so fast that it becomes like a ripple in it. And you know, in that ripple, you got people going, whoa, what the hell do you think you're doing here? I can see you taking my resources out the back door I can see you putting foreign ports on my country. I mean, that was one of the things that really amazed me when it happened, this Costco and shit. Foreign ports on our beaches? Man, do you know what the founder, I'm going to say the founders, but the knowledgeable people who wrote the Anti-Federalist Papers, you know what they would have said to that? Well, you're already conquered. If you have goddamn foreign ports in your goddamn country, are you serious? You're already goddamn, you're conquered. You don't have foreign ports. My God, you and it's like Trump, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. If you allow foreign ports, you don't have a country. And that the whole idea, what is the idea of even having a country? Oh, it belongs to them people. It's their shit. It's their act. It's their civilization. It's their culture. Oh, so that's what a country is, huh? So the idea here is to pump cultures from all over the world in here. Break the culture. Bind between the people. And then, you know, you give.
Get rid of the Bill of Rights.
Oh, yes, my friend. You get rid of that Bill of Rights. And then you turn the people against one another by taking those who will go along. You start chipping away at the Bill of Rights. Whoever goes along with the infringements, whoever steps up, because you got to offer bennies to a bunch of them doing it. You know, you could cause a bunch of trouble cause divide in the people, and then say, well, let's get out on the campaign trail and say, we need to remove the rights of those people. And if you got enough in that small minority that votes for you, even if it's only 6-7% of the whole goddamn population, and they vote for you like the goddamn Christian conservatives, man, there's a lot of shit they didn't like was going on. They wanted their churches to rule. So you vote in the Christian conservatives. And the Christian conservatives, oh, they'd be quick to restart relieving people the rights. And you go to church, you know, and you don't believe in drinking, and you don't believe in people gambling, and you don't believe, this is things that your personal beliefs that you got out of the book. But, you know, here's this government. It's saying, you know, we shouldn't have that drinking and gambling. We're all good Christian folk. You know, we could just, you know, that Bill of Rights says that ain't a goddamn thing we can do about it. Then people want to drink and they want to gamble. It ain't nothing we can do about it. We can't have no such law. It would invade on their freedom. Because they're gambling with one another and they're drinking with one another. God damn it, they aren't bothering anybody else. But it's an affront. It's an affront to my beliefs. So you vote in this son of a bitch, and then you're my group. My group's going to get you now. You're not going to be drinking anymore. How about that? And you're not going to be gambling anymore. How about that? Because my group is right, and my group is ready, has the right to enforce their personal beliefs on you, their personal moralities on you. You see? And you see, it seems so innocent, and it seems like so the right thing to do. You know, like the Volstead Act, but them son of a bitches over there that are doing the plotting. Yeah, you know what? We could make a law against them drinking across this country. That would be the Christian thing to do. And meantime, they're sitting over there and they're setting up the black market, you know, where they're going to bring the shit in the back door and make zillions, and people get slaughtered because they're, you know, trying to enforce something that they knew from the beginning could never be enforced, because people are going to, they're Americans, man. In the first place, you couldn't make that law. You never had no jurisdiction. You never had no authority to make it. It's forbidden by the 9th article, but you did it anyway. And see, you got that group of people. The good Christian people with the good, man, they just, you know, they just want to do things right. And so you have the Volstead Act and the murder. Like I said, look at the mayhem that came along with that. And when the murder and mayhem got so bad that the Christian was just sitting there going, I guess I was a goddamn fool. Man, I'm getting shot. At least they weren't shooting me down in the streets in a gunfight over it when they were just over there drinking and not bothering nobody with it, were they? And so then they have to repeal the Volstead Act. And of course the government has to control over the liquor right away again. You know, you get every drop of liquor in this country belongs to the United States government. Tough luck. That's just the way it is. But that's how they did it, man. And it was the people who just, I mean, it's that arrogance. It's born in us. It's, man, there's something wrong with this country. It is the arrogance of the people and the worship of mammon. You know, the upper hand, you know, the very idea that a possession could make a person more than another person. It's just a worldly possession. When you die, man, all your possessions, one second after you're dead, belong to somebody else. You realize that, don't you? So all you really have in this world is you. But you stand two people over there together, man, you can have one person that's morally superior, blatantly in your face. And you have standing him at some shit dog, rip-off son of a bitch. But he has the big stack of mammon. Who do the people gravitate to? Oh, they want to be like that guy who has that big stack of mammon. And that's what is, that's what's destroyed this country. That's what's done it. I mean, there was a time when they wanted us to be morally competent, let's call it that. When we were coming across this continent, taking it from the Indians, they wanted us to be morally competent because it let the churches be some of the structure that was taking place in the capture of the country. It served a purpose for them. And that's why, like, you see Donald Trump up there and talking about, you know, our country and God and all this stuff. It's because it serves a purpose to him, not because they give a shit about you. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. If they cared about us, they wouldn't be bringing foreigners in here to take what belongs to us. They would be trying to see us have more high, you know, have more possessions, more, you know, a better life to have in America, to be happy. But that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is they're coming in to displace us and replace us and kill us in just a nightmare scenario. There ain't no going back. We have to fight these sons of bitches. Or else they are going to, in the name of God, like they've destroyed whole countries in the name of God. In the name of God, they will destroy the American people. They will destroy the greatest civilization of free people that could have ever existed. I won't say that did ever exist because, man, it might have just for man a breath. Just a breath, one breath, and they were already tearing it apart. As soon as that Bill of Rights was attached, it was being attacked. They had think tanks of the time. They had people that dedicated their lives to picking it apart and trying to break what those geniuses wrote in that Bill of Rights. And they never broke it, people. It's still just as powerful as it was the day it was written. But they've had to go after the people. They couldn't go after the idea, okay? They couldn't attack the idea. They couldn't attack the facts in it. So what they've done is they've went after the people to get them to distort it so they don't even know what the son of a bitch says or what it means. If they did, if any American national who understood that Bill of Rights and understands the authorities in it and how it all works with the self-governance, you couldn't talk them out of it. I promise you, communism, get the fuck out of here. Fascism, what are you talking? You son of a bitch, you're trying to steal from me. I'm going to shoot you. You couldn't talk them out of it. They had to actually dumb the people down and remove the people so far. I mean, and even talking that Constitution, fuck the Constitution. The Constitution is irrelevant. We're not talking about the government, okay? We're talking about people because they've got two entities in the Constitution with the Bill of Rights attached. The people are represented in that Bill of Rights. The government is represented in the Constitution. The government authorities, how it works, what they will be allowed to do for us to protect who we are, which is that Bill of Rights. And this is the simple thing that everybody, why wouldn't you be out there trying to make people understand this? If anybody has a word on the airways or on the internet, why wouldn't this be your key to what you're trying to get people to understand? Because it empowers them. It's because of the people that have always ruled. The people who have, it's been institutionalized into us just like everything else. But if I can get, knowledge, if I know something that guy don't got, I can screw him. That's what it comes down to. I can have an edge over him because I know something he doesn't know. Instead of wanting to go over and say, you can be as free as me, here's what we both should know. There has been a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
The Constitution's is the chains on the government of what they can and can't do.
The Constitution is government power. The Bill of Rights are the chains, my friend. The Bill of Rights says what they can and cannot do. The Constitution just says what they can do with the limited power they were granted. And they have, like I said, they have so breached the terms of granting that power. In any contract, I know contract law. I've written contracts. In any contract, if you have, a contract serves two sides. That's why you have a contract. It was the people and the government. But the government was instituted by the people. Certain little authorities. This is what you can do. It's outlined in the Constitution. Now, the anti-federalists, they've seen what the possibilities of what they could distort that into, how it could become an abomination of what it was intended. So they attached the Bill of Rights. This, and it was written right off the Anti-Federalist Papers, what they figured what they were going to try to do. And so they put that Bill of Rights in there. That is the people's authority, and it is the prohibitions of what the government can do and not do. Go ahead.
You said that the Bill of Rights, you said, is what the government can do? I thought it was only what they cannot do.
I said it's what they cannot do. It limits what they can do. It limits what they can do, Charlie. And it says what they cannot do. And in the same instance.
Oh, okay.
It is the change that binds that government, so
I like
it cannot.
It. I like it.
Huh?
And it's never changed. Never, nothing changed in 215 years.
Since, it can't.
Since
that's
December 15th, 1791. It's changed.
It's that ninth article was the one that said there could never. It's, what good would chains be if you handed them the key? The ninth article said they could never have the key to remove those chains. They have just assumed it. They have counterfeited it. It doesn't exist. They've done it without authority.
Not even one comma or one period.
Nope.
It's never changed. It's the longest lasting document on the earth.
And we better keep it that way. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, try to empower your fellow Americans, people. That is The Word from the Trenches.